A voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Give us somebody that's bold enough and brave enough to walk up into a pulpit and say what God said to say.
So if you need something from God, you're in the right place at the right time. This is a spot for revival.
There's nothing you can't do if you're willing to dream and work toward it. He's coming back for a radiant church, a glorious church, and while we are waiting for Jesus to come down, he's waiting for us to get up.
Hello there, I'm Pastor Brian Gallardo, and I am a proud graduate of Valor Christian College, the School of the Spirit. I make Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley part of my day, where there's always an encouraging word for you and for me. And I want to invite you to make Breakthrough a part of your day as well.
Well, we used to sing that little song at the beginning of the Charismatic Renewal. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I'm going to do that, and I hope you'll join me. Welcome to your Breakthrough. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you today, as together you and I, we proclaim the might and the glory of His great name around the world. The presence of God can make a seismic shift, cause you to turn your gaze to the heavens. It'll shake you loose from earth's distraction, turn your eyes to the one who bled for us, died for us, rose from the grave so the living word could dwell in our hearts. I want to share with you today an on-time word, a word that's alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. The prophetic word of God is constantly relevant, instantly in season. So right now, from the great Summerall Tabernacle, enjoy my message under a seven times greater anointing, the personal impact of a prophetic word. Hallelujah. Okay, so I got to hurry. Say this with me. Today, right now, I have the ability to direct divine activity. Today, I can influence my future. Right now, I determine what God does tomorrow. The step I take today determines God's response to me in the earth. You say, well, Pastor Rod, how's that possible? Because in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, God forever surrendered his right to act independently in your life. Now, it didn't say that he couldn't, but he surrendered his right to act independently in your life. People say, well, if God wanted to save me, he'd just save me. No. Well, if God wanted me to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I'd just wake up filled with the Holy Spirit. No. Well, if God wanted to bless me financially, I'd just wake up one day and it would be done. No, first it starts with work. I was with Marilyn Hickey on Friday night. Does anybody know Marilyn Hickey? She is so precious. She is so precious. She grabbed me, prayed for me, laid hands on me, wouldn't turn me loose, did Facebook Live with me. And I just was so pleased to see her. And she said, I was so impressed, not that God healed you, because I knew God would heal you. You know, God's really been dealing with me about that. I've got 300 churches that wanted me to come and speak to them, that wanted me to come speak to them in the last month. 300. And they're not asking me to water things down. They're not asking me to be user-friendly. They're all young pastors, most of the which are graduates from Valor Christian College, that are saying, will you please come? God, she said, God preserved you because he is not even begun to be finished with your voice. And she said, you need to get back up there in the air again 150 nights a year and preach this gospel, because your latter years shall be greater than your beginning. That's what she said. So God surrendered his right to act independently. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let us give man dominion in all the earth. I've read the 1,166 pages of your Bible, and I can find nowhere in it where God retracted that directive. In fact, he fulfilled it in the life of Jesus of Nazareth, the second Adam. So God is restrained from doing anything in your life that you don't open the door for him to do. Not so with your adversary. Your adversary is an intruder. I preached Wednesday night, he's a squatter. He will come in and sit on what belongs to you, and the only thing he understands is for somebody to come along with a bigger stick. I'm glad that Jesus came along with a bigger stick. Right there it is. Shed his blood so that the adversary cannot cross over it. Now then, when you receive a prophetic word from God, if you receive a prophet or a prophetic word, in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. I didn't make that up. That's in the Bible. Well, all the prophets are dead. No. Read your Bible. Besides that, I didn't say a prophet, I said a prophetic word, because his word has energy in itself. His word is quick, your Bible says. What does that mean? It's alive with energy. Every seed has oil between the core of the seed and the outward shell of the seed. There's oil. Say, my seed is oily. What does oil represent? The Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit do? Produces the anointing. So you can say, my seed is anointed with oil, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? I got four people. Let me get over here where the saved people are. Anybody saved over here? How many of you believe your seed is oily? How many of you believe, let me start with this. Do you believe the Bible's true? Well, the only part of the Bible that works for you is the part you believe, because God surrendered his right to act independently in your life. It's just that simple. So throw both hands up and say, come on in, Holy Spirit. I receive your direction this very day. Now give him praise for it. Three things happen when you take a step of faith. Number one, something you lost will be returned. Something you lost will be returned. If you didn't lose anything, just be real quiet. But if something has been stolen from you, I'd take a moment to acknowledge it. If he stole your joy, your peace, your direction, if he stole it, then he has to put it back. But it's not coming back the way it left. Some of you have lost things and you keep asking for it back, and God doesn't want to give it back, because in your mind it will return in its previous form, and nothing touches the hand of God that it doesn't multiply. You're not listening to me. It's coming back better than it left. Shove your neighbor and say, that's really... Come on, shove somebody and tell them, that's really good news. It's coming back better than it left. Woo! Number two, something that this Bible promises that you have never placed in your hand or life
is going to manifest in your life. Number three, something you could never even conceive to ask for is going to show up at your door. We're at the dawn of a new purpose. God looked for Moses. He looked for Abram. Are you with me yet? God looked for Abram. God's always been looking for you, you know. Somebody said, I found the Lord. A, he wasn't lost. B, you didn't know where to look. He found you. You were lost. But thank God now you're found. You were blind, but now you see. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a text, I'll give you a text. I've heard sermons without text, and I've heard texts without sermons. I'd rather have a sermon without a text, but I'll give you a text for no other reason than to say I did. So, like, you'll think I'm like a real preacher. Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I might know how to speak a word in season to those who are weary. Is that powerful? That's profound. It's prophetic. It means there's oil already on it. The Lord God has, past tense, given me, his servant, a word in season. When we dedicated that brand new place up in the library of the high school the other night, when we dedicated that thing, it was on the news media. They asked me to say a couple of words, and I said, well, this room is filled with books. God thought so highly of books that he gave us one. It's called the Holy Bible. And he thought so highly of words that when he was naming his only begotten son, he named him the Word. In the beginning, John said, was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten Son of God. That parallels Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God, John 1, in the beginning New Covenant, in the beginning the Word. So God and his Word are synonymous. They are interchangeable. Anything that God does, he does with the power resident in his word. Now, when you study the parable of the sower, you'll understand that what the sower went forth to sow was the seed. The seed was the word. Are you with me? So a seed, as the word, has life in itself. You are never responsible to perform a miracle. You are only responsible to begin one with a seed. Now, if you're going to have a seed, the first thing you've got to have is a word. Romans chapter 10, your Bible says, how shall they call? Well, let's back up a little bit, because Jeremiah 33:3, excuse me while I just share stuff from the Bible with you, I don't know. Jeremiah 33:3, your God said for you to call to him and he would answer you. I don't know why you're not losing your mind right there. Call to me and I will answer you. What a thought. What a revelation. First of all, that you could approach the presence of God. Always remember that the price of your access to God was the price of the blood of the cross of Christ. That's what it costs you. That's how he became the door that opens and swings wide for you to approach, who were sinful, the holiness of Almighty God. And he said, since my boy made the door, whenever you come, don't come without something to say. He said, remind me of the words that I have said unto you. One of those words is, God said, call unto me and I will what? And I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. That's the promise of God's word. The issue is, we don't know how to call. We don't know how to call. Call unto me, ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find, I don't know where we found a God that does not answer prayer. Our God answers prayer. Okay, thank you for your enthusiasm. Our God answers prayer. So call unto me, he said. Okay, so then you go to Romans chapter 10 in the New Covenant, and he says, how shall they call? So he starts off with the question, doesn't he? How shall they call upon him whom they have not heard, believed? How shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe upon him whom they have not heard? So let me walk you through it. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Right? But we start off there. We start off naming and claiming and grabbing and blabbing, but we haven't believed yet. We haven't believed yet because we haven't heard yet. Now remember, if you call, he will answer. But before you call, you have to believe. The Bible says we have believed, therefore we speak. It doesn't say speak to believe, it says believe and speak. Okay, over your head. Did you get me? Did you get me? Shout if you got me. So he says believe, right? Believe. Believe is always an action. You have to do something. It's an active verb. So he says, how can you call upon him that you do not believe? So you have to believe before you call. But you can't just believe because you have no foundation for your faith. So what do you need? The Bible tells you. How shall they call upon him whom they've not believed? How shall they believe upon him whom they've not heard? Here, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by a word from God. Not just the 1,166 pages of your Bible, but a prophetic word, an unction word, an alive word, an energema word, a word that is alive in itself and produces results on its own. Well, where are you going to find such a word? I'm so glad you asked, because Romans 10 then says, how shall they hear without, your Bible says, a preacher? But that is actually a prophetic fivefold ministry office gift that takes the Bible and breaks it down for you and speaks it into your hearing. Having heard it, you can believe it. Having believed it, you can call, and he... God said, number one, I'm going to meet every need you have. You want to put your children in Christian school? Done. You need a home to live in? Done. You need food to eat? Done. You need gas in your car? Done. Anything you need. But then he says, I'm not only going to give you what you need, because God is not just a need-meeting God. He said in his first miracle, when they wanted wine, not when they needed wine, he said when they wanted wine, he changed the water into wine, and once it became wine, it never went back to water again. So God said, I'm not only going to give you assets, but I'm going to give you abundance. I'm going to give you over and above what you need. Somebody's about to sow, not out of their need, but out of their abundance. This is the will of God concerning you. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Why don't you just quit arguing with God and shout, I receive it. Today you need to become a world-class receiver. Woo. Now I need you to hear me. The ministry you serve is the ministry that God gives you access to receive from. Do you get it? The ministry that you serve is the ministry that God gives you access to receive from. Matthew 10, 41 says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. I'm sharing with you a prophetic word today that can transform your life.
In a year when God wants to perfect, complete everything that concerns you. How you respond in this moment, the decision that you make, not next week or next month, but right now in this moment, will determine the blessing of God released to you today. By sowing a strategic seed specifically targeted toward your greatest need opens the door of that access. Let me suggest today a seed of $77. Now, for others, it could be a greater seed according to your need. I know that I have something that I want to be manifested in my life in this year. And I'm not about to miss this portal of opportunity. I don't want you to miss your opportunity. So please listen very, very closely to the leading right now of the Holy Spirit. The decision that you make in the next few moments, the seed that you determine to sow, has an assignment and a harvest attached to it in your future. Every seed is important. No seed is insignificant. But when you sow a $77 seed into the fertile soil of this worldwide ministry, I want to send you a very, very special thank you gift. I've labored to prepare it for such a time as this with you in mind. It's an incredible, one-of-a-kind, living legacy Bible, specifically created for you, your family, my breakthrough family. Its beautifully etched pages will record the living legacy of your family from births to homegoing celebrations and everything in between, wedding days, special birthdays. There's also a space for your prayer journal. But as the Parsley family is building our legacy using the Legacy Bible, this beautiful Legacy Bible will help create a living legacy of love for your children, your grandchildren. I've also included my rich heritage and spiritual lineage that by faith you're a part of as well, along with many of my most cherished sermons. Sermons like Repairers of the Breach, Ancient Wells and Living Water, and Silent No More. A family heirloom Bible of this quality would certainly retail for twice as much as the seed you'll be sowing today. You know, folks always had a family Bible until this generation. I think we need it on the coffee table again, the place where you can record your living legacy of faith, your family tree, and so much more. Sow your $77 seed. Do it right now. Stand with this ministry as we boldly preach the prophetic word of the Lord. Sow in faith for your miracle. And then just days from now at Dominion Camp Meeting 2017, on Saturday, July 1st, I'm going to pray over those needs and prayer requests under a 7 times greater anointing with millions worldwide for your miracle to manifest suddenly. Be sure to include those prayer requests. Pick up your phone, get your Living Legacy Bible today. Call now.
Come back to our legacy of faith when every home had a treasured family Bible. Part of a family's devotions and prayer, its pages held the genealogy recorded for future generations. Rod Parsley has brought back the traditional family Bible with his new Breakthrough Living Legacy Bible. Your $77 seed today will take the gospel to the nations. And to thank you, you'll receive this beautiful new family heirloom Bible.
Keep the living legacy of God's work in you and your family alive.
Not available in any store.
Dr. Parsley commissioned this beautiful Living Legacy Bible exclusively for you. Open the pages to an exclusive selection of four decades of Dr. Parsley's most memorable sermons, memories, and revelations. Plus, this special edition Bible has a section to record your own legacy of special events, like baptisms, births, weddings, and the salvation of those you love. There's even a place for your own personal prayer journal. Only available here on Breakthrough, the Living Legacy Bible will become the record of your family tree. Plus, you'll help bring others into the family of God through the worldwide outreach of Breakthrough. Write today, call, or go to rodparsley.com with your $77 legacy seed. Come back to a family tradition of faith with your very own Breakthrough Living Legacy Bible from Rod Parsley.
Well, I can't even believe 2017's halfway to the finish line. Can you? I hope that you're grasping the eternal significance of the times, the seasons when God chose you to be alive, to be serving Him. 2017, He's promised you a year of completion, of perfection times three. The Hebrew year 5777. Let me encourage you to speak that prophetic word over your life every single day. As I rose this morning, I spoke it over you, and when I go to bed tonight, I'll speak it over you again. It's only because of your faithfulness that we can carry out our mission to love God, love His people, win the lost at every opportunity. One word, legacy. That's right. Dominion 2017 is only days away. It begins Friday night, June 30th, and continues through Sunday night, July 2nd. Three nights, 2 days, seven services. I'm expecting God to breathe fresh fire into that Sumrall Tabernacle. This year's ministry guests are incomparable and not to be missed. Pastor Stephen Furtick, Pastor Sammy Rodriguez, Dr. Perry Stone, Evangelist Jesse Duplantis, Pastor Ron Carpenter, and here for her first Dominion Camp meeting debut, Real Talk Kim, Pastor Kim Jones Pothier. And then to lead us in worship, Grammy-nominated Travis Green, William McDowell will be back, as well as Tasha Cobbs and Rick Pino, and of course, Lisa Brunson, Harvest Music Live. Make your travel plans, do it today, don't put it off. Hotel information, schedules are at dominioncampmeeting.com. Go there, do it right now. You'll be blessed. I'll see you tomorrow, right here on your Breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Ashton Parsley and Rod Parsley TV, your new 24-hour network that's uplifting, encouraging, and refreshing.